Hey people, do you want to polish your watch like a professional for under 20 bucks? Well, today's episode is being sponsored by Cape Cod Polish and Cloth, the only cloth that cleans, polishes, and protects. To order your Cape Cod Polish and Cloth kit today, go to www.capecodpolish.com. In the kit, you get 12 metal polishing cloths, a buffing cloth, and a pair of reusable gloves. It's the best 20 bucks you'll ever spend. You go to checkout, enter the promo code WATCH, and get free shipping for a limited time. Okay, on with the show. On today's episode, I want to talk to you about how the first generation Tudor Black Bay Black is being discontinued. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. What's going on there, watch fans? It's Amit Dave Honda, and welcome to my podcast. Today I want to talk to you about how the first generation Tudor Black Bay Black is being discontinued. For those of you who are unaware, the Tudor Black Bay Black came out last October, October 15th to be precise. I remember I was one of the first people to order one for myself. This is basically derived and came about because of the Tudor Black Bay 1. The Tudor Black Bay 1 was a specialty piece that Tudor made for Only Watch, which is basically auctions off watches, and the proceeds go for Duchenne muscular dystrophy. The Tudor Black Bay Black was Tudor's answer to the public's response for, you know, a similar watch, because that was a one-off piece. The Tudor Black Bay 1 was a one-off piece. The Tudor Black Bay Black was derived from an original, you know, 1950s reference, and the response was amazing. The Tudor Black Bay 1, the one that was auctioned off, went in auction for well over $300,000, which is staggering considering it's a steel watch. The Tudor Black Bay Black was almost a production version of that watch. The dial was slightly different. The bracelet is different. The hands were different. The case, the bezel, the crown tube, the movement was all the same. But the reason the Tudor Black Bay Black is being discontinued is because Tudor has shown us that they can make an in-house manufactured movement for a couple hundred more. And this was the year they debuted it in the Tudor Black Bay Black, the new Tudor Black Bay Black. This will have a oyster bracelet with that's riveted, much like the original versions of the 1950s when they were riveted, made bracelets. The Tudor Black Bay Black currently has a Tudor rose as the emblem on the dial. That will be replaced with a Tudor shield. The Tudor shield was a more modern logo for Tudor, and that's kind of what they're transitioning to. Plus, it has the in-house movement with 70-hour power reserve. The Tudor Black Bay Black currently has an EDIT 2824 or a Tudor 2824 movement, which in my opinion is very robust and very reliable. The beauty about this watch is it's a real tool watch. I mean, if you look at the Mariners from the 1950s and you look at the Tudor Black Bay Black currently, and even the newer version, it's closer to a vintage Submariner than an actual Rolex Submariner today. Most of the vintage Submariners from that time period never had a date function. That's one of the things that I love most about this watch. It's, you don't have to go through the extra setting and the date wheel and worrying about, you know, month with 30 and 31 days. That's one of the great parts of not having a date. It actually doesn't break up the symmetry of the dial, and you don't have to worry about another function. I just like knowing, the hours and minutes and the second hand. That's, to me, honestly, in a perfect world, I wouldn't even want a second hand. I love symmetry, and this watch is incredibly symmetrical. It's really well made. The current retail price is $3,425 when you get it on a bracelet. It's $3,100 when you get it on a distressed black leather strap. The bezel is aluminum with the upside down triangle at the 12 o'clock position on the bezel, which again is much like the vintage Submariners from the 1950s, Tudor Submariners, and regular Rolex Submariners. It's a modern day vintage tool watch. I've said this many times and I stick to it. I just don't think you can get a better bang for the buck. And at $3,425, It's completely, positively iconic. It's understated, it's warm, it's rich. Even the indices, the hands, they're coated with this, rose gold sort of piping around them, and which gives it another dimension. And the dial is not black. It's like a very nice, rich, and warm chocolate brown, which is kind of what the patina on vintage models look like. It doesn't look, as much as it is in a way, contrived to look like a vintage watch, there's nothing fussy about this watch. It's, water resistant to 656 feet. You can swim, you can dive with it. I personally wouldn't dive with it, but to each their own. When you buy the watch on a bracelet or a distressed leather strap, you get a beautiful hand-woven nylon strap with stainless steel brushed hardware. And it's everything is really well made. There's even ceramic ball bearings on the inside of the clasp on the bracelet so it doesn't wear out. It's just really thoughtful, very well designed, very timeless. It's something that you think you've seen before and you have seen before, but it's interpreted in a much more modern way without being overly modern. That's one of the things that I honestly can tell you that I didn't really like too much about the Submariner No Date, even though my father has it. I bought it for him. He loves it. It's a beautiful watch, don't get me wrong, but I wanted a vintage Rolex or a vintage Tudor, and one of my buddies a couple of years ago said, "You're crazy, why don't you just buy the new Tudor Black Bay?" And I was like, whatever, I hemmed and hawed, and then I finally bit the bullet, bought the Tudor Black Bay Red, or Black Bay Burgundy as it's called, and that was like, 8 months before I bought the Tudor Black Bay Black. So within a year, I bought two Tudor Black Bays. So I have the Tudor Black Bay Red and I have the Tudor Black Bay Black. The Black Bay Black, which we're talking about, is about to be discontinued to make way for the new Tudor Black Bay Black with a new in-house movement, which is also chronometer certified. Listen, stylistically, sure, the riveted bracelet is more of a kick to throwback. The in-house movement's nice. It's nice to know that it's completely manufactured in-house from start to finish by Tudor, every part. But at the same time, the first-generation Tudor Black Bay Black that we're speaking of, that's being discontinued, that's the first generation. And the price point is outstanding, and it's incredibly well-made. And you'll wear it forever, and you can pass it down to generations. And if you take care of it, you can own a really nice piece of history and keep it within your family, within your heritage, and it tells a story. So in my opinion, it's the ultimate watch to get. Even John Mayer, who's a massive Rolex collector and a massive watch collector, he did a phenomenal review of the first generation Tudor Black Bay Black. And he wears it. He proudly wears it. He loves it. And, it's just one of those watches you throw on and you don't have to think about. Versatility factor through the roof. Wow factor through the roof. Collectability factor through the roof. For the snip of what it costs for a nice watch, you'll have immediate street credibility with the best of them. People who collect Patek's and people who collect, Audemars and IWCs and vintage Rolexes, they'll all have mad respect for the fact that you have a very thoughtful tool watch, Tudor is not a common brand. It is, again, just for all those of you who don't know, Tudor is owned by Rolex. They're made in the Rolex Maison. They've been owned by Rolex since, I would say, the 30s and 40s, maybe even earlier than that, but they've been around for a long time. They resurrected in the United States in 2013, where they basically rebranded and made their official debut again as a watch company in the United States. They were available in every other part of the world, but in the U.S. they left about 20-25 years ago, and then they came back. And I'll tell you, I predicted it many years before they even returned that they would come back and they would dominate the $3,000 to $5,000 price point. They are evolving into more of a modern vintage brand in a way. You've seen, the fact that they've only been back for almost 3 years now. Well, it has officially been 3 years. They've made incredible strides to move forward, with their own movements and doing different things and just different, adapting different cases like the North Flag and, just innovating, and, you know, developing their own identity from their big brother Rolex, but while respecting the values and traditions and the heritage that was passed down to them from their big brother. So they've clearly got an identity. They're incredible price point. Their goal is to stay in that $3,000 to $5,000 price point. A lot of brands have suffered at the helm of Tudor, and those brands being, you know, the bread and butter brands like Tag and Breitling and all those brands, you know, even the new mid-level brands that were hot for a minute, they're all sort of, you know, it's hard when you have a Rolex-made product and it's so well-made and it's so incredible and, you know, it's the look that everybody wants, it's the design everybody wants, and it may not necessarily have the Rolex crown, but it has the Tudor shield, which is a Rolex on a different day, in my opinion. But those of you out there who want a Tudor Black Bay Black, the first generation, I mean, you're doing yourself a favor. Opportunities don't come around like this at all very often. In fact, especially at this price point, when watches are so out of control expensive, when watches are so almost untouchable, unreachable, you know, I've said this before and I'll say it again, like, you know, for someone to afford a $10,000 Rolex, it's a stretch. Maybe someone that's making reasonable or decent money can save it over 4 or 5 years. But to, you know, to buy a Tudor Black Bay Black, that's going to be very collectible, especially this first generation Tudor Black Bay Black, that's pretty, it is reachable, you know. I mean, you know, it's, you save a couple of $100 a month for a year and you have the watch. But again, we don't have time, especially for the first generation Tudor Black Bay Black. It's being discontinued to make way for the new one. And even the new one, I believe, is like $300 or $400 more. It's not a big deal. It's still well priced, but you're getting that original sort of piece of history with this, with the comeback of the Tudor Black Bay Black. And it's the first time that, you know, Tudor, in the Black Bay collection introduced a black bezel, and a red upside down triangle. And you can definitely contact me at amitdevhonda@gmail.com to order yours today. You know, I can definitely help you. I have phenomenal relationships with authorized Tudor retailers. I would say we have maybe a few weeks to a month left, till we see the new Tudor Black Bay Black and the old ones are gone. You can also call me at 702-608-0251, which is my mobile phone number. You can even reach out to me on my website. You can go to www.amitdevhonda.com, and you can see, actually, under watches, I have pictures of the Tudor Black Bay Black on a bracelet and on aftermarket straps and so on. It's, again, a gorgeous piece. I'll put links to articles I've written about the Tudor Black Bay Black and its relevancy, and there'll be links from there to the Tudor Black Bay 1, which was the one-off piece. If you want to know what's going on with me and the watch industry, you can definitely check out my Instagram and my Twitter. My handles for both are at @AmitDevHonda. If you want to stay informed, you can definitely check out my weekly newsletter. I'll throw the link down below. Check out my Facebook watch page. It's a phenomenal place to go as well. And until we meet again, rock on and fly back.